Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode of Film Sack where we watch something with you. Yeah, that's right. It's a watch-along episode, and as you may notice, it's also a holiday, and that's what we do when we're gone for holidays. We make a little extra content for you so that we don't leave you hanging. I'm Scott with Brian, and of course, Randy.
Aloha.
Hello. Hello, everybody. We're back. Hello. We're gonna do a Deep Space Nine episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Season 4, Episode 20. Yeah, that's right, 420. Give us the laugh, Ibbit.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing because you did drugs today.
Yeah, I did do drugs. You can tell. Maybe you can. I don't know. But the drugs are in me, so why not make drugs part of today's viewing? This will be fun because Star Trek ones are always a good time. This one in particular is described as Laxwana Troy's visits Odo's office. So we got a little crossover from Troy, Troy's mother, I should say, with the surprising news that she is pregnant. But her Tavarian husband insists he raises the son alone until he is 16. That's the basic plot.
Which is not even the main plot,
yeah,
right?
That's the subplot plot
description.
That's the subplot. Is that weird?
That's weird they did that.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Who writes these? Who knows? I've seen dumber things. I saw one once that was literally like, people in space do a thing, or you know, something really basic. And like,
I'm amused also that this is one of the worst episodes of Deep Space Nine because it's late in season four, and season three and four is when this show peaks. It really hit its stride in this time. So it's weird that there's this off episode buried in all this.
Yep. So we're going to find out why and what right now as we watch Star Trek Deep Space Nine, season four, episode 20. Everybody go cue this up on Netflix or wherever you've got that show. And we're gonna do a 1, 2, or 3, 2, 1, and then on the word go is when we're gonna hit play. All right, so we can all watch this together. Put on your earbuds and have some fun with us. Oh, you're back. Thanks for coming back. You've paused and come back now. And now we're gonna do it. So here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So we have the open on the outside of the space station and ships are coming and good docking.
Yeah, that's ships. Was that ship the Defiant?
No, it wasn't.
You don't even know that ship.
This is after the introduction of the Defiant, though.
All right, so we got Jake Sisko. He's doing a diary, a real time, a live action. What do you call it? What do they do today? A reaction video is what he's doing.
He's doing a true crime podcast. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, look at that forehead. Oh,
she's
yeah.
a Cardassian lady.
And the hard thing for me here is that Jake Sisko is an adult now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is like 18.
Yeah.
And
he can vote.
Up to this point, he's still wearing the Theo Cosby sweater.
Yeah.
Up to this point, he's been portrayed as a child.
Right.
And so suddenly we have to accept him as an adult, and this is very difficult.
Yeah.
Form of a puddle of water.
It's Odo. Sweet.
Yes, Odo.
Hello, Odo. Why is she here again?
Who knows why Gene Roddenberry's wife is here?
Yeah.
She's in love with Odo also.
Oh, God. She's got a...
Oh, she's pregnant.
She's hiding a turkey.
With Odo's liquid.
He would not need to look that far. He's far away from her, but he does not need to look down to see her belly.
He looked at his shoes. He does that.
I don't know how Odo's works.
I was so close to hitting skip intro, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't hit skip intro, everybody. We gotta watch this damn intro.
If you accidentally hit skip intro.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
We'll tell you. Yeah, hit pause, and we'll tell you when we come back to actual show. Yeah,
we'll regroup.
Real quick here, is this before they spruced up this when Worf came back and added a bunch more activity? Theme,
added more spaceships, so it didn't feel so desolate.
Yeah,
and they changed the music slightly, and in my opinion, ruined it. What we are seeing is a non-HDified Deep Space Nine. I don't understand why it never got the treatment that TNG did.
Oh, yeah,
still could.
Now, TNG was filmed with. Was it also tape or was it film?
Well, no, they all used film. It's just the remaster 4x3 to 16:9, all that stuff. For whatever reason, DS9 never got the treatment, but TNG did. And I think maybe because
it's also more according to how they set the scenes up and stuff, because some of them had like plenty of room on the outsides so you could easily pan back out, whereas others were like there's nothing on the outsides of these scenes.
And then, like, I think, the MASH version where you crop in. I think I would accept that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it.
Deep Space Nine was filmed before a live studio audience.
They did this with the Seinfeld transfer is like that.
Yeah. Did you know there's a huge conflict on the internet about the MASH thing being pan and scan?
I didn't know that.
To make it 16:9? Yeah, like.
What's that big hole do?
I thought the big stink was the Seinfeld stink. Because that happened too recently. Right,
the cutoffs the pothole gets cut off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can unpause now.
Yeah, unpause everybody. The big long nightmare's over. That was the more colorful intro with the more ships and shit.
Yeah. That was a lot of intro.
Yeah.
So this is post the two of them falling in love, or at the very least, Luxana falling in love with Odo. Maybe he didn't really, he wasn't down.
Unreciprocated.
For it. Yeah. But
so he's not worried right now, right? He doesn't think this is mine.
I hope not.
And where's Mr. Hom?
I forgot about him. Wasn't he Lurch?
He was Lurch. Yeah.
Yeah, Lurch.
Oh, that's right.
Do you think Lurch would go to church? Sorry, I'm stoned. Only stoned people ask questions like that. She died, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In labor? Yeah.
No, just in general.
No.
She's this episode is about 5 years after Gene Roddenberry died.
Yeah.
And they're continuing to bring her back every year in a episode just to, like, I don't know, celebrate that she's a good actress and a good character, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always liked her. Well, I guess I liked her more in the TOS stuff.
You mean the TNG stuff?
Less over the top, it felt like. And now when they bring her back, it feels like
it's all comedy relief.
Yeah.
Not this time. Chew. This is a pretty heavy episode.
Oh, no, don't preach.
This is like when Edith got raped.
Oh, geez. I forgot about that.
I forgot about that, too. Jeez.
I hated that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's stuck. If you haven't been paying attention, she was in a loveless marriage, and he said that he was going to take her baby.
He's not a man.
Otto is not comfortable with human emotions.
Did you say Otto? You said Otto.
And he's
Otto. Odo.
It's Odo.
And you know, like, this is also an example of a thing that happens on TV shows, like space station shows, or like the Love Boat or what have you. Mm-hmm. There's a character who comes along and wants to escape from the rest of the world and just stay here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that was one of my favorite tropes on, I guess, the Love Boat. Like, people would show up and be like, I'm never leaving this boat.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Stubing's daughter ended up on the Love Boat. She was you know, like, just showed up and said, you know what? I'm going to stay.
See?
This is what,
Randy,
I love about Brian Ibbett.
You just had to start Ibbett up, didn't you?
Ibbett.
About the Love Boat.
It happened on season 2, episode 11.
The fact that you know anything about the Love Boat is amazing. I love it. I wish I did. I don't know anything about it. I just don't. His daughter was on there? No idea.
I'm sure it's streaming somewhere.
If it's not, we need
Sometimes I wish we lived in a world where foreheads were sexy.
Yeah. We don't.
We do.
Do we?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, all right then.
Hello.
Who would be the reigning celebrity sexy foreheads. Sexy. Yeah.
Like, right.
Who would be on the People magazine issue's sexiest forehead alive?
I'll tell you, the what's her face from Ted Lasso? What the model?
Oh, what, yeah.
Why am I forget? Why am I blanking her name? Man, she has got a forehead. That's like,
oh, the girl, back the Keely? Social Keely. Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's a character I thought would annoy me. She grew on me so quick. She's great.
Same. Yeah, she is great.
She's awesome. Are they supposed to be the same age? By the way, these two people. Oh, this is Meg Foster, really?
Yeah, this is Meg Foster. She's like, I'm gonna say 35 years older than Sarah Loughton. Yeah. We've seen her before on Film Sack. She was in They Live. She was in Masters of the Universe, and we almost saw her 3 weeks ago. We were gonna watch The Lords of Salem, but we.
Mm. Oh, she was in that. Okay.
Thanks again for that, Ibbit.
Yeah, thanks for kiboshing.
Oh, saving, taking, yeah, exactly.
The character, I'm noticing there's an alien behind her.
There is?
This at the bar.
It's not the lumpy guy, right?
That is a lot of makeup for a character that's not even being seen.
Oh, that guy back there?
Yeah,
but that could be, that's the thing about distance. Like in Walking Dead, the further away you get, the more the zombies are really basic. Right. They don't go crazy with detail. It's like a painting.
But this show does have the guy who's always at the bar. Oh, crap. What's his name?
Norm.
Morn. Morn.
Morn. Yeah,
Morn. They name him, get out of here. They named him Morn. Norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this does have Morn. And his makeup was apparently a lot for an extra. And so that's why they ended up using him more and more, because he was willing to go through a lot.
Like 8 hours in the freaking makeup chair to
Yep. To get more
5 second scene.
Yeah. It's amazing. I think that kind of stuff blows my mind.
I did too.
Especially that his name is Morn. Like that's amazing that they did that.
It's risky.
Yeah.
It makes me love them.
I just looked it up. Meg Foster is about 40 here, and Sarah Loughton is about 19.
That's 25 years.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
Exercises. Kegel exercise techniques. Oh, ooh, my. Kegel. She is definitely grooming. She is doing some serious grooming right now.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Jake Sisko.
I didn't expect to get so many current social commentaries right here in Deep Space Nine.
Bring some condoms.
420. Or don't.
Bring
Odo.
See if Cork has any of that lube laying around.
You going to wear Odo? That's horrible. That's sick.
Gross. Wearing Rene Auberginois liquid form.
It's a casual Friday at work here. What's going on?
I like bald goatee Sisko is my favorite Sisko.
Yeah, for sure.
Sisko. Look at him as Apple Pencil.
Oh, I'm due for a rewatch of the show. I love DS9. Oh,
yeah, me too.
I love that he's got a iPad Pro.
Yeah.
And the Apple Pencil.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But it's all full of text. What is he using the pencil for? He keeps tapping the screen, which is he's just reading text.
He's got to read. He's got to read carefully. Also, it looks like a blade on the end of it.
Yeah, it's an Apple Exacto knife.
Yeah. They're the hot thing this year. You better get them while they're available. Ooh, kissed him.
I know. That's acting.
Some nice, that face he's making is real. He's like, I cannot believe he kissed me.
So Worf is like, it's not mine.
Oh, this
not
is, so Worf had joined by now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this, so that was the Reliant or the Defiant. Sorry, the Defiant. Yeah.
What is this little club here they got going on? Is this the Finer Things Club or something? What is going on right now?
Right. So Bashir makes them go to these crazy holosuite programs.
Gotcha.
And they're all dressed up, but none of these people want to participate.
Yeah, they want out. Especially Worf.
That sucks. TNG got poker games. They ended up with this.
Yeah, this.
Yeah. They actually develop a holosuite like Las Vegas casino for their version of the TNG poker games.
Oh right, yeah.
Shape of a human
with
condom
with the lounge singer dude.
Yeah,
right.
Vic Fontaine.
Oh, very good.
I love how uncomfortable Worf looks.
He's sitting there thinking, What do you think he's thinking? What's Michael Dorn got going in his head right there?
Damn humans.
13 minutes until I'm done with this. 12 right. minutes and 50 seconds until I'm done with this. Yeah. 12 minutes and 40 seconds until I'm done with this.
It's like staring daggers at the director.
I do love him. Oh, Dax. She's such a hottie.
Yeah.
I always had a thing for her. This is 96.
Terry,
right?
Who's Terry Farrell with? She's with somebody famous now, isn't she?
Oh, we can find out. Ted Danson. Nope, that was the show she was on.
Becker, yeah.
Becker. Oh, she's just, she's gorgeous. Let's see. Storyville. Oh, she's in that Renegade.
I wish her husband's
name. Oh, Adam Nimoy. That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She has her own Star Trek connection.
Yeah. They connect every fortnight, if you know what I'm saying.
Was she
guys,
really pregnant here?
Guys, we'll get to Star Trek connections later. Wait.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man.
you want us to actually watch Star Trek? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what do we?
Oh, feel it. Oh, yeah. Is this how I got pregnant? Oh, what is this?
Is O'Brien in this one?
God.
He was listed.
I mean, you always get listed, even if you're off that episode.
So we just found out that she's very perceptive. Imagine that for a Betazoid.
Yeah, weird.
He's got a jungle gym in his quarters. His own squid game.
Yeah. I gotta keep stretched. I gotta keep loosed.
Right. This is just drape over... Yeah, over the bars, is that how he sleeps?
I want to see how it works. Come on.
You guys aren't like me where when you see two dead actors working together in a scene, it's a little freaky.
Nope. We're not like you.
You're not like me. Okay. I don't know why I get that way.
But we appreciate that you do that so that we can talk about it here.
Yeah, the fact that they're in this room walking around being filmed and they don't exist anymore. It's just weird to me. I don't know.
Well, they still exist. But then, that's because you believe in time.
I guess I do believe
that. How could you watch anything old? Like Magnificent Seven.
No, dude, all dead. I watched some old 40s thing with Tom Merritt and realized that nobody there, including the photographers, are alive. So if you were to, you know, if you go back and look at it now, just be empty. It's a big empty room with like 100 dead people.
So Odo doesn't have any furniture. So he just holds it together all day until he can come into his little... Yeah. place here, and then he just turns the glob.
It's like he's got the diarrhea and has to hold it all day.
Yeah, all day. I didn't realize how much he suffered for us. Thank you, Odo.
And then at night, like at 10 o'clock, he finally lets loose into that bucket, and then he's good.
Yeah. Oh. What a long day.
But I arrested a whole bunch of Cardassian a-holes today.
I think about his clothes all the time.
Yeah, they're so brown.
Yeah.
He really bought into that whole Zoon idea of the brown is new black, didn't Zoon. He? Really? Yeah.
Well, and Zoon also had squirting. You squirted your music from one to another, which is very Odo.
Yeah.
Yeah, very Odo.
That's how Odo would move around, squirt that's in right. the other room.
I'm just going to go squirt over to 10 forward. I know they didn't have a 10 forward in here. I know.
That's fine.
Save your emails.
Yeah, save your emails. Save the world, save your emails.
I wish they could have gotten Patrick Stewart to be a guest anytime she had a love interest, because her chasing him is a lot more interesting to me.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun.
He came on, his only time out here, I think, was the guest starring in the first pilot or the two-parter.
Yeah, in the first season they spread him out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Get that traction.
Odo had no mother. He just had some liquid.
Right. I had no mother. I was pooped out.
My mother was in a bottle. Her name was Bottled Mother.
Oh, God. Now I got to keep this form all night. Shit.
Yeah, he's like, gosh dang it. I've been holding it all day.
Right.
You know, if you rearrange the letters in Luxana, you get anal wax.
Oh. If you rearrange Odo, you get odd.
Please tell me that's true.
I think so.
Is that what Michael Dorn was trying to think about earlier?
Yeah. In his scene? That's great.
Oh, my Lord. That makes me laugh. Well, she's asleep, Odo.
He could get out of that. He could just liquefy and just...
Yeah, you totally. That's exactly right. Away. You rearrange the letters, you get anal wax.
Nice. Oh, there he's doing it. He's doing it.
Oh,
he's
doing it into a blanket.
He's so effing weird.
They made a blanket. I hate that.
I do too.
I don't want to be covered in an Odo blanket.
I hate it.
Because why doesn't he do little things like that all the time then?
Yeah. Oh, that sucked.
Bing bong.
Plus, they're lawnmower man freaking tech back then.
Like, what am I thinking of? Some other thing where a shapeshifter becomes an umbrella for people when they're walking in the rain?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know now.
Down with it, though.
You down with it?
Yeah. I think she's trying to get with him.
Yeah, she's got some bullshit going on.
It's everyone but Jake has known that, Brian, entire time.
Right, right.
Jake is the only one who doesn't seem to get that he's being...
If part of their mating ritual doesn't involve him rubbing her forehead, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know the forehead has to take a prominent job in the bedroom. Right.
You have to touch it. It's huge. Look at it.
Foreplay. Forehead play.
Foreplay.
Now take off that Theo sweater and let's get it out.
What is she blocking out exactly? There's no like light out there. What does she get that sheared thing up?
I mean, sometimes it was just space, you know?
Look, I got news for you people. This is something only happens in cinema and TV. Mm. No one has ever had that many candles lit in the single room.
No, because you can't do it. You try to set the mood, and really you just spend your time relighting candles. Oh, that one's out. Hold on a second. It's like spinning plates. Yep.
And it's hot as hell.
Yep.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of people have learned it the hard way. Like I tried once. I had a girlfriend and I wanted her to come home to candles everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
And once you've lit about 20, you're like, oh, I made a mistake.
Right. This practicality of this is not possible.
For starters, you can feel the oxygen leaving the room.
It's hot.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah.
Because
they just burn oxygen, sure.
Yeah, but wait till you
don't touch my iPad.
Wait till you hear my CO story.
She's going to use paper.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be perfect.
Oh, it's the celluloid type. Ooh.
Yeah, it's like onion paper.
Paper. Uh-huh. You ever seen paper? Look at it. Touch it. It's paper.
Oh, she's up to something.
She wants
more than his man seed. She wants something.
She's got chicken salad breath. What do you want to bet me?
Ooh. What do you,
like, we talked about this before, but like, if a person you just met was always getting this close to you, it would be creepy. You'd be like, you'd naturally pull away.
They keep saying muse, but I think they meant succubus. I don't think she's a muse.
I just like how you say succubus.
Succubus. There's no way you could write your first sentence while somebody is watching you. No.
Also, that is some font-worthy typeface.
No kidding, right?
Beautiful. Yeah. I can't do that.
It's Merrydale right there.
They found someone with really great calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made their hand look just enough like it might be Jake Sisko's. Seriously, check out the hand the next time you see the writing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Stop touching my head, lady. Ooh, that makes me uncomfortable.
So what she's really doing is she's trying to get him to write a lot of stuff so that she can see his handwriting, figure out his signature so that she can identity theft him.
I'm right, such a prude. Right.
She's trying to steal his social security number.
Yeah.
Right. I'm such a prude. There's no way I could
write a story about your mother and maybe what her maiden name was. How about the name of your first pet?
Yes. Incorporate the town in which you were born. Mm-hmm. First street.
She's weirding me out, it. Dude.
Dude, there's no way I could allow somebody I didn't know, like for more than half a second, sit there and rub all over my head.
I'm sorry. Is it just me or did the handwriting change?
Nope. It did.
I think the handwriting changed.
It may have changed a little.
Dude. It went from catfish script to
I can always
look at these hands.
I can always tell. I think there's a T. I think it's just Keflish.
Can always remember which of my friends also took typography one and two.
Right there. Look at that. Look at that. They're going all the way up. Look at that.
This is actually Cyrock Lofton, right?
Wow.
Wow.
He's got pretty good hands.
Yeah, I gotta say, Jake.
Especially with somebody touching his head.
Oh shit! There's some sort of spacey gas coming out of there.
Oh yes.
Ooh, I'm taking his. I'm taking this Froglo home with me.
I want your seed.
Give me your brain seed.
Mm.
Oh my gosh,
taking
dude.
Your handwriting.
She's having
this. Is why you don't let people rub your head.
Yep.
I feel like she was climaxing.
My God, Odo has really over-decorated his Animal Crossing house.
Right?
Oh, don't make me laugh.
This is actually. Oh, shit. This is exactly what mine looks like.
As rocks, you know, in the corner. Come on now.
Yeah. As you know, I'm the.
That's my masturbatory area. Please don't touch it.
Those aren't rocks.
Those aren't rocks.
Ooh, clever
boy.
Oh,
we get to see how he uses the jungle gym. Look at that.
Okay.
Oh. What the
fuck? Oh, jeez, like, Louise.
Ooh, I don't that care if in the perch so up there. I don't shitty. Like that. Yeah. Perching Odo is not my favorite.
I gotta go make some gifts from that.
That's totally Mr. Mitzelpick.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Majel Barrett is my mom's age, or would have been. And so whenever there's somebody that age, it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
She was born in 1932. So she, if your mom had you when she was 37.
All right. So my mom might be younger than she's 82 right now. Born in 30.
So your mom was born 39.
39. 38 or 30. I guess 39. My dad was 38. Hey, so yeah, she's younger.
Why is Alan Arkin here? What is going on right now?
That's not Alan Arkin. Ow! That actually hurts. Oh, shit. Oh, I think you're wearing that outfit backwards.
Right? Kills me, dude.
Well, that explains this.
I'm watching the Kaminsky
lesson. Where's the
method.
Fly?
Gosh, he sounds like Alan Arkin, too.
He does.
A little bit like Alan Arkin.
Min. We spent a lot on this nose piece for me, and by golly, I'm going to do a side view so that we see it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I was thinking. This is what I always love about these guys. They're like lawyers. The new laws of every land. Yeah.
So we've seen Tavernians before?
Hmm.
This is an older actor named Michael Ansara. Kind of a bit role character actor.
Older than what?
Older than everybody here. He was born in 1922.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
he's winning. He's winning.
So he was about
a marriage of
10 years older than Majel Barrett.
Yeah.
Oh, planning a little sham marriage.
Yeah. Is it called a marriage of convenience? What's it called when you, like, it's not a green card.
Marriage, the space equivalent of a green card. Yeah.
Right. Marriage of convenience. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's exactly it.
By the way, if we want to do Star Trek connections, this guy is our Star Trek connection.
Odo.
No.
No. I'm saying
the old man.
The old man who's the father of the baby.
Alan Farkin. Got it. All right. Alan Farkin.
Once again, Michael Ansara.
Oh, okay.
Is a tremendous Star Trek connection because he was in the original series.
Oh, wow.
In an episode called Day of the Dove, he played a character named Kang.
Is he just a kid?
Back Kang! In
the 20s or something?
He was also in Voyager as that same character.
If he was born in the 20s, he should have still been like 40-something even in the original series, right?
If that's true, he's looking pretty good in this. Born in his 20s.
A lot of makeup. Yeah, he's about 75 in this.
Wow. Jael. Sounds like Superman's uncle.
Yes.
This is
Kal-El. I'm Jor-El, and this is my brother, Jael.
I want to read what he says here, but I was just
so much.
Look, she's getting that dandruff out.
And then yeah, Hermione grabbed Ron's penis, and Harry walked in the room. Oh no, Hagrid's also in our foursome.
The tree's head. Oh no, he's bleeding.
Trope of the blood from the nose.
Yep, nose blood trope.
Nose bleeds happen.
Oh, that trope.
Yeah.
Now use it for your ink, Jake.
I want to ask right now, have any of the four of us ever once experienced a surprise blood from the nose because we were having mental stress?
No, but I had one happen, a surprise one happen in class once just because it was cold and dry and I had a...
Right. Yes,
exactly.
That's
exactly what happened. Yeah,
which is always, physical... Right. Physical, yeah. Something but, physical happening right. to you.
You didn't just get through moving something mentally with your mind and then yeah. start bleeding. You were
but
just.
Did you put it on your finger, the blood on your finger, and then just stare at it? And then.
Yeah. No.
Did lick it?
No, I went, oh shit. And like held up my face and went, teacher.
And then you have half the class going, lean over and pinch your nose. No, lean back and pinch your nose. You're going to drown. Don't do it that way.
Yep. Ooh, casual Friday here with the.
Yeah.
Tunic bullshit. What's this?
Is that corduroy? Does he have a haircut? Full suit of corduroy?
That too. My haircut.
I have no peripheral vision outside of the sides of my head. Only the front I can't see because of this nose prosthetic. I'm Alan Farkin.
By the way, Scott, I always look up for you whenever we come across an actor like this and we're finding out, you know, that they were in the original series or whatever, I always look up and make sure that they were or were not in Seinfeld.
Oh, good idea.
And, smart.
Michael Ansara was never in Seinfeld.
Okay. Aww. He was great on Parks and Recreation. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Aziz.
I was wrong. I'll go home now. You both wore the thing.
Yeah. Oh, they are you both wearing the me. Thing. Oh, that's it's his wedding garb. Okay. All right. And she's got the golden egg. Now bend over and I shove this up your ass.
I think.
And now we're married.
don't make me laugh that hard. Oh, man.
Look at how somber the crew is again.
Yeah.
That made my.
Yeah.
Because he sleeps in a pail.
Right. Oh, get it.
You'll get it.
Is Quark wearing a British flag?
Is he asking them to? Is he asking them to consummate the marriage right in front of him?
Just
is that,
what are do you it. Doing right now? Do it. I don't want to make it believable.
Make Prove it your love.
Clear his throat. He doesn't have a throat.
I'm now going to make a speech.
He has a tube. Liquid.
Smooth.
She made me hard, and that's not easy because I'm liquid.
My God, Quark's jacket.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like I made clay faces like his before, where you just kind of thumb out the eyes.
I feel like you made it in your 3D learnings recently.
Yeah, I did. I was messing with that thing, and it turned out like that. Hey, it's the guy with gout from Game of Thrones. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Bashir.
Didn't he have gout? Hair plugs.
He had like fantasy gout or something. Something like that. He
fantasy
couldn't get
gout?
Up. Yeah, remember he couldn't get up and
right.
His brother was the Mandalorian actor and he was great in that. I think Bashir is my favorite post DS9 actor.
Yeah.
He just doesn't ever get used properly, in my opinion. He should be a lead in something.
He's very good.
Mm-hmm. O'Brien was there, by the way. You just missed him. Did you catch
I did. He's over there going, hey, I've got to go fix something later.
Collecting a paycheck for this episode.
I swear, you don't even get this. Even you have one line, which you have to fully dress out. That's BS.
I thought I was the only one coming over here from the old show. Right.
We both had the same joke.
You know, she has to hold that light bulb right there so you don't see the wire that runs into her clothing and down her leg. There's no way that somebody rigged that up to be battery powered.
I mean, you can get a Uncle Fester light bulb from a costume shop, which will glow for quite a while.
But
I guess.
But I'm observing that she has not moved that hand, not even an inch.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's really tucked in. The baby is actually a battery pack.
For the thing she's holding?
Yeah.
It's very practical. She really isn't. Oh, now it's out a little bit. Her glowing ice
it's still
cream.
It's still in that sleeve, though.
Yeah.
Dude, is quirky.
I guess you love her. Okay.
9-volt battery in my armpit.
That means she's sweating, and that's gross. Gross.
Fine. You are my third wife.
That's right.
So
I enjoyed my time of having my penis inside your body.
There's a whole thing here to unpack about women's rights and masculinity and fatherhood and so forth. And he actually becomes kind of sympathetic there. Like,
right.
Well, that's the idea, right? This is Star Trek once again doing its thing. It does. It hides an actual social issue in a layer of science fiction and tropes and whatever.
Like, it never really made him out to be a bad guy. Just someone caught in his weird tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then right there in that last thing, you know, he's like, I actually love you, you know, like this sucks.
High fives.
High fives all around.
Yeah.
Look at all that corduroy.
I could kiss you.
A lot of corduroy.
They're going to kiss.
And it's going to go, they're going to rub against each other and start a fire.
Oh. Oh, the trope, he caught feelings and she's acknowledging.
She's done.
Yeah.
Can't buy me love trope.
Yep. I keep all of your energy on my forehead.
I really hate this lady.
It's funny though. Look at her like casually vaping him.
That's a pretty good special effect though. This must be, is this the way it originally looked? Because that's pretty good.
Apparently, when you remove things from your mind, it makes it clear.
Yeah,
makes
clear.
Is he up to anything these days? Is he like, getting work?
He's trying. Whatever? He's chasing that dream of finding a big foreheaded woman.
Keep chasing.
Trying to recapture that magic. Oh, when she turns to the side, her head is really flat because of how high that'd make
it. Hey, fun trivia! I just want to share this. Alexander Siddig, who plays Dr. Bashir.
Right.
The guy that comes on a couple episodes and plays his dad is Babu from Seinfeld.
Babadook.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Babu. Oh.
Yeah, the one that's like, Big very Babu. Nice man, very good man, that guy.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So next time you see him, remember what I told you.
Oh, I feel funky.
Never forget.
It's like somebody took all the smoke out of my head.
Now he's real dumb.
Yeah.
Cirroc Lofton must have FU money because he has been acting, but it's like he does an episode of CSI. He does an episode of Days of Our Lives. It's like he doesn't
and
really
nothing
care.
In the past 15 years.
Well, no, he's got something 2021, 2020, 2018.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking at his Wikipedia page and last thing listed is a 2006 episode of CSI. Diner's Gasp.
Yeah. He was in Days of Our Lives in 2020. Weird.
Okay. The
show's still on? What the frick?
All right. It's just like one episode. Like, he just doesn't need to work, apparently.
Yeah.
That's fine. Hey, look. There's a lot of money. If you choose a lifestyle that is within your means, why not?
Do what also, you want to do. If that was me, I'd do what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Just take whatever residuals you get for DS9 and live the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I would totally do that. I do not need more attention than that. Dad.
Uh-oh. He's addicted.
Dad, you're kind of weird.
I had to come back from my trip, Jake.
You're the strange captain.
Are you on drugs?
Why do I have a Casio watch glued to my forehead?
Right.
And can we continue to talk about wardrobe? Because this vest is freaking awesome.
Really awesome.
It is. It is so loud. You can hardly tell he's got a communicator on it. Yeah.
Rough, man.
And what do you call that style of linen shirt he was wearing?
There's a name. It's supposed to be cool in warmer weather.
Peasant linen? Peasant?
Oh.
Something like that?
You're close.
We like brown on the ship.
Is that Odo? Oh. That lady looked like Odo for a second. Oh, there's a...
No.
That's Flodo.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit. Wow. She's all misty and stuff.
This lady is vapors.
This is ghost riding.
Ah.
Ghost rider.
Ghost Rider with a flaming head. Blaze on. Oh, no, that's Johnny Storm. Sorry.
Well, I meant it as writing, W-R-I-T-I-N-G. Oh, I
gotcha. How come Michael Dorn's here? I thought I was the reason people came to watch the show from the...
you ever think he gets mad about that? That he's no longer the carryover?
He's no longer the connection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like these suits with the necks.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite post-TNG
things. You know, and Chief O'Brien's colors are exactly the same as the can of Coke Zero orange... vanilla.
Oh yeah,
black with the gold stripe around the top.
You can call it an O'Brien then.
Dude, O'Brien. Yeah.
Don't make me go Photoshop. I'll do it.
Oh, now they're just doing it anywhere. They're not doing it in the bathroom. They'll just do it anywhere.
I need to know how people out there think how they feel about mock turtlenecks. I need to know.
Or
do you?
It comes and goes. It comes and goes. Bashir's Siddig's photo on IMDb is him wearing one of those.
Is he using a Bic pin? Come on.
Oh man, he's better than that. Oh, he was in Kingdom of Heaven. Have you guys seen the director's cut of Kingdom of Heaven? So good.
No.
Oh, Ibbot.
I know you rave about it. Yeah.
One day.
Because I made the mistake and saw the wrong one, and now I got to, which was horrible, and now I got to see it again.
Oh, it's
now
so
now
good.
They're falling through the Jeffries tube?
Even more than that Blade Runner director's cut. It's Ridley Scott's. Oh, it's so good. It's maybe my favorite thing he ever did. Tunnel 61G. Holy shit. We're over here on 49C.
Right?
God, she's really just.
Dude.
She's going to town.
Ew. I'm uncomfortable.
Yo, is she going to help him write? That's hilarious.
I need
maybe
a fix.
A druggie.
Write a shopping list.
Drug.
So she not Cardassian? Did I make that up?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Handwriting is getting so much worse now that he's getting sapped.
She's vape Tassian.
Uh-oh. Busted. Look.
Whoa.
Oh, he got to spring down.
Yeah, he did.
That sucks.
How often does an actor get to jump down with a gun?
More Hawk than Sisko right here.
Yeah.
If you find yourself at the end of a Jeffries tube with a lady, you're definitely gone too far. Need to rethink your life.
Yeah. I'd zap her now. Don't kill her. Just zap her.
That's another thing, Scott. I ask all the time. Why not phasers on stun a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like phasers on stun sounds like the solution to everything.
Yeah. We taser people for way less. Just do it. Heat.
Oh, so she's been alive for centuries. Oh, so she's a writing succubus.
She's a writing vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bashir's in Foundation, which I haven't started yet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's busy, dude.
Yeah, I don't think all of that's out yet. We're waiting for final episode on that to binge it.
Me too, kind of.
I cannot stop looking at this woman's purse strap. And I realize it's built into the top, but I'm saying it looks like a purse strap and it's amazing.
He's in Peaky Blinders also. Sorry. He's the guy. He's the man.
He is the man. Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. Oh, she's leaving.
We're answering the question now about this.
She's like laser. A vapor Odo.
Uh-oh.
A vape Odo?
Vape Odo.
Vape Odo. Yeah.
1 hour vape Odo. There it goes. Like a fart
again.
Wind.
If you have that kind of power, what are you doing here?
Here's the B story. Soaking in a tub full of me.
Soaking in it. I'm Odo. You're soaking in it.
Ow!
He could be such a prankster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should she stay or should she go?
We've replaced the coffee they usually serve with Odo.
Goes down smooth. Oh my gosh, he did kind of fall for her.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit and stupid. How dare you?
How dare you?
Wow.
I want your goo.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Oh,
wasn't that her deal?
Like,
is she's
it's
in
like
love
Ross
with
and Rachel all over again?
Yeah, a little bit. But isn't that the deal though? The Betazoid lady, or her whole thing is that she's so empathic that she'll fall for everybody, and they all fall for her or something.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah, it wasn't when she was in heat. Everybody got it on the Enterprise, right?
Or no? Not am I mixing it up with the what's her name? I Am For You, Auric of Old. What's her name? Can't think of her name. So from X-Men.
Famke Janssen.
Yeah, when she came on the ship and everybody was falling for her because she was just like a walking pheromone machine. And then and then she settled on Picard or whatever.
I'll take Picard.
Or was it Riker? Was it Picard?
I'll take Riker.
I thought it was Picard. Well, it was everybody at some point. Like even Worf was going or whatever around her. But eventually I thought she was Picard attached. I have redundant boners.
That, by the way, was Majel Barrett's last appearance as a corporeal person in a Star Trek show. Huh. She was obviously used a lot as the computer voice all through Voyager. But that's it. She never appears
again. That was her last Luxana.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Dad, just because you shave your head doesn't make you Picard.
You wrote it under the influence.
So she's like heroin, sapping your strength.
That's right. It's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Literally a gateway in space somewhere.
As you stare,
nicely done.
Yeah.
As you stare at Jake Sisko's shirt.
Yeah.
I just want you to know this episode was nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Costume Design.
Whoa. What?
Yes.
Everybody was vaping in 96, I guess, because holy shit. Costume. Wait.
He kisses him a lot. I'm uncomfortable with that because he's not.
Some dads, it's fine. If that's your thing, it's fine.
And it's not guy on guy action. It's an adult man kissing a. Because he's not 18 here, right?
Yes. He's supposed to be 18 in this episode.
But the actor.
Like I say, it looks like he was about 19 when this was filmed.
Okay. Then take it back. You can kiss your son, your actor son.
That's another thing. The actors had worked together so closely for so long and, you know, like they felt like they were really part of the same,
right?
You know, like army.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rick Berman. What are you doing now, buddy?
You still good track? Question. Hold on.
Yeah, let's find out. What's Rick Berman up to?
Internet.
He's got talent.
To the internet.
Form of a human condom.
Form
That's
of?
Who does it?
Odo's liquid bucket. You think Odo had a smell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think it was reminiscent of?
I think he smelled like you know, the Silly Putty. He smelled like Silly Putty.
Oh, okay. Silly Putty. I can see that.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. Right. I was thinking like off-brand ketchup.
Oh, that's not bad. Brute. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. Both of those sound like reasonable expectations.
I think he would try to mask his real smell with like a buttload of Brute.
Brute. Ooh, like wow. Like walk in the room and he just smells like a Brute.
Yeah, like an old man Brute.
Like an old man Brute. How about...
By the way,
yeah.
The mild failure of Star Trek Enterprise was the end of Rick Berman. He retired and never did anything else after Enterprise.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, so long, so well there, Rick Berman.
So long, so what?
I mean, he is still kicking. He's 75 now.
Okay. I mean, he had his impact. You could argue Berman's hugely responsible for making sure stuff worked out as well as it could, pre and post Roddenberry leaving or dying. So, you know, he had his time. Oh.
Yeah, he's like the center of the Star Trek production universe for 20 years.
Yeah, it's hard to deny him that. But who's in charge of it now? Do we really have somebody who's... Like the Marvel dude who just shoulders everything in Star Trek. I don't think there is. I think it's just.
I mean, I've seen so many different names on these recent series, right? There's not really a person at the center of it.
There's not a Kevin Feige of Star Trek.
Yeah, the no. There's no Feige in Star Trek. That sounds all right.
So like when you start up an episode of Star Trek Picard, you see three names. It's mm-hmm. Kirsten Baer, Michael Chabon, and
Eva
Goldsman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be like mostly focused on that. Yeah. And then,
yeah. Well, I guess when Discovery was starting, there was a guy who was a big deal who was going to come run it all.
Alex Kurtzman.
Yeah, Kurtzman. But then he bounced, right? Yeah. He was out of there or whatever.
I don't know, because he's still credited. Like,
yeah,
you see Alex Kurtzman's name on every episode of Discovery. But he works, the other show person for that is Brian Fuller. Like I say, it's just different. It's different people now.
Hmm. All right. Hmm. Well, we did it, you guys. We watched that episode. We totally did it.
Yes. So now we can enjoy our Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We hope everybody else does, too. If you're here in the States and you're celebrating, or even if you're celebrating overseas somewhere, we hope you have a grand Thanksgiving, and appreciate you letting us do this sort of format every once in a while when we need to have a little time off. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with Alien Resurrection.
Ooh.
Not to be confused with The Matrix Resurrection, which we will also do in December. A lot of resurrections coming, but we're gonna do that Alien movie. We got Ellen Ripley canon coming to a close, and I personally am really looking forward to it. I think results will be mixed, but we'll see how this goes. And in the meantime, thanks for all you guys do out there. Make sure you bookmark filmsack.com and do all the cool things we always ask you to do, and keep being rad and keep sending us those emails. Which is easy, filmsack@gmail.com. Couldn't be easier than that. I think that's it. Anybody have any final thoughts, words, comments, anything?
Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Eat your
gobble, gobble.
Eat your turkey. And your.
Oh, yeah. Got to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the best Thanksgiving movie there is.
Yep. We'll probably never sack it, or did we?
No. We're not going to.
I think we
we're not didn't. Gonna either.
I don't think we did, right?
I don't think we did either.
Okay,
but,
okay. Yeah. That's good. We don't want to do that. Okay. But anyway,
I had to question those two for a second pillows. There,
yeah, I had to think for a second. Have I done the two pillows clip? Oh man, we may have done it. I don't know. Whatever. Yep. Watch it anyway. Regardless of whether we've done it or not, you go enjoy that. It's the only good Thanksgiving movie ever made. And eat your cranberries, even if it's in the shape of the can it came in. All right?
Yes, especially if it's in the shape of the can it came in.
Yes.
Have
yes,
a fantastic.
Because real cranberries, everybody knows real cranberries are gross.
Yeah, they're freaking disgusting. Yeah. And they give you the.
Yeah.
So have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you on the other side for Alien Resurrection 4. Until then, for me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Bye.
We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very weird version of. Let's start that over. What the hell's wrong with me? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.